Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Follow the two enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Keene, broadcasting live from, well, Coronado, California. We are down here for a couple minutes, hopefully to get a little bit of a breather in between now and then driving 29 hours back home. Namely into the Midwest, where we will be on Saturday, the main speakers for the Constitutional Party, again, this Saturday. So we are out here doing the stuff, Luke 19:10, as we usually do and usually are. And in the process of doing that, friends, we're happy that you joined with us today. We've got some interesting information coming out even now, and I just want to kind of highlight what we're seeing. And, again, we're giving you information that the mainstream media means to withhold on many fronts, and we want to give you that information because that's what freedom of speech is all about concerning the Bill of Rights, and namely the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights. So with that said, if you'd like to join us, friends, first and foremost, please do consider going over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. And when you go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, what you're going to find over there is that of 10 to 15 articles combating the lies in the mainstream media, as well as social media platforms on the right side here. And also, friends, when you go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, please do go over to Sons of Liberty Radio Live to Rumble and subscribe to that page. As you well know, YouTube pulled our content down a couple months ago, and we are having to rebuild at this point. So do go over there and subscribe. Subscribe to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to sonsoflibertymedia.com as well. Also, go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, just refreshing here. You're on social media platforms, beforeitsnews.com. And, friends, what you'll find is social media platforms. You can join us at any given time. Also wanted to let you know, if you'd like to call in at any time, we are set up with Comrex. That number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is a radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. So let's get this started really quick. For all of you knuckleheads out there, for all of you QAnon nonsense knuckleheads out there, I just want to tell you, first and foremost, you're an embarrassment to what an American is. You truly are. For 5 years, you have been selling to people what it is that your master or your handler, might I say, is telling you to say to the rest of the people to merely confuse them on so many levels. Put that up against Daniel 9:7. And the fact of the matter is, friends, for those that didn't know, QAnon over the last 5 years has been telling the people things that have never come to pass. It's a military psyop for those that haven't been paying attention. One such topic is the fact that John F. Kennedy Jr. is going to come back and he's going to be the vice president to that of Donald Trump. Did you know this? You can't make it up. JFK Jr. never died in a plane crash, not understanding that he was a threat to the establishment, not understanding that shortly after he was asked if he'd ever become the president of the United States of America, shortly thereafter he was dead in a plane crash, him and his wife and his wife's sister. But what do we have? We have the QAnon nonsense and their followers thinking that JFK Jr. is coming back on the 4th of July. How many times do you people, you QAnon nonsense people, need to be deceived? How many times do you need to allow these deceivers that are continuously deceiving you into believing something that never happens, that they promise is going to happen? How many times do you think that this needs to happen before you finally catch on? And I wanted to say this, friends. According to QAnon nonsense, this military psyop, are you all aware of the fact that QAnon, friends, the followers said that John F. Kennedy Jr. was coming back on the 4th of July? Again, I'm not making this up. When are the American people going to understand that QAnon is nothing but a military psyop? That's exactly what it is. It's a military psyop. Also, another outlet concerning the mainstream media, what do? They're now mocking the QAnoners, and rightly so. They have been being lied to for year after year concerning this current administration merely to distract you, merely to neuterize you into believing that someone else is going to take care of the problems that are never dealt with. But look at this. You have, if you're on social media platforms, friends, what is it that you see? The most bizarre pro-Trump conspiracy theory called QAnon, where, in fact, John F. Kennedy Jr. is going to come back, friends, and he is going to become the vice president of the United States of America. This was supposed to happen over 2 days ago, okay? Again, another unfulfilled promise, just like of the administration that they've been hiding behind to continuously deceive the people. It's not the false prophets, the mainstream media. If it's not the mainstream media, well, then you have, in fact, QAnon nonsense. Folks, for those that did not know, QAnon is very similar to that of Operation Trust, which was a Bolshevik counterintelligence operation run from 1921 to 1926 aimed at, listen carefully, neutralizing opposition by creating the false impression that a powerful group of military leaders had organized to stop the communist takeover. So while you have QAnon today in the present deceiving you into believing that military leaders and Donald Trump and others are going to take care of the problems, you need to understand that they're a part of the team and they're merely playing out as actors and bad actors, might I add, merely to neutralize the American people into believing again that someone's going to take care of them in a matter such as where they should be taking care of themselves. Again, this is nothing new. QAnon, friends, is similar to that of the Bolshevik counterintelligence operations in 1921 to 1926. And I'll say it one more time before this hard break. What was it aimed at? It was aimed at neutralizing opposition by creating the false impression that a powerful group of military leaders had organized to stop the communist takeover. Is that what you're seeing today? Oh, folks, exactly the same things that you're seeing today. There are always promises unfulfilled. Let's get wise. Read Hosea 4:6. We're going to come right back, and we're going to get right to the main topic, friends, concerning 2024, Donald Trump, really? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, Sons of Liberty.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell." It was also the same William Booth who said, "If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present." Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback, and they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Join us on social media platforms on the right side of the page. Subscribe. Also join us over on BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com. If at any time you want to call in and make your wise comments, if you want to contend, you can do that. If you want to throw your comments out on the table, 153 cities along with 53 countries will hear them. And I invite you to do just that. This is not just a radio program where it's a one-sided bias, friends. If you want to contend, please bring it for a better way of saying it. And if you want to do that, Comrex is available, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Concerning all the information coming out on QAnon and not understanding that it's a military psyop, I would say that if you feel that QAnon is the right direction to go and they've been faithful in what they promised to deliver, and again, set me straight, 1-866-582-9933. As a matter of fact, if John F. Kennedy Jr. is out there, please have him give us a call. We would love to talk to him, you QAnoners. Again, 1-866-582-9933. Now, what I want to get to is the topic. We're out in California right now. We've seen a few of these flags where it says Trump 2024 on them. And I started to recollect the conversation, which I'm going to, about ready to share with you in just a moment. But what I titled it concerning that very topic, Trump 2024, who's behind the transgender pageantries, in case you were wondering. And then I said, as I titled it, and they want him to be the president again. Now, I know a lot of people, just like every other president, Barack Obama said he was a Christian. George W. Bush said he was a Christian. Hillary Clinton has said she's a Christian. Bill Clinton said he was a Christian. George Bush Sr., who's now in hell, said he was a Christian. And the list goes on. Every president has acknowledged that they have been Christians. And now we heard the same thing from Donald Trump over the last 5 years. But let me just go to Donald Trump really quick, because if people would merely do what Jesus Christ said in Matthew 7:16 by judging them by their fruits, they would understand clearly as to who they really are. Because the office and the man are one and the same. The fruit's going to bear fruit one way or another, okay? And also read 2 Corinthians 11, 14, and 15 when you get a minute as well. But in particular, let's go to Donald Trump. Is he a Christian? Well, let me ask you, is this the fruit of what a Christian does? I'm going to share that fruit with you in a moment. Well, maybe the problem is, listen carefully, that the hypocrites trying to put him up are only trying to justify themselves. They call themselves Christians. Now, I want to bring you to this conversation, and this will it will come out in this conversation concerning everything in order for you to make clear sense of what we're talking about. In not the too far past, I was having a conversation by two people and with two people that claimed to be Christians asking me questions about the fruit of the former con man, Donald Trump. Okay? Of course, I heard every lame excuse as to why he did what he did when he did the opposite of what it is that he promised that he would do. Read Isaiah 5:20. Friends, let's say gluttons for punishment they are. And in America, we still see many that are willing to take him back with open arms, believe it or not, and that to their own demise. See, I heard during this conversation the unscriptural report of, you know, things like taking scripture out of context and saying, thou shalt not judge, when scripture teaches us that we are to judge with righteous judgment. John 7:24. What was I to expect? I mean, really, what was I to expect? A majority, and that easily hands down, of them that contend with me on the word of God are biblical illiterates that hate the cross of Christ, Philippians 3:18, and prefer their own favorite politicians over the very Christ that they declare that they love and that they serve. Put that up against 1 John 2:4. Friends, what this equates to and defines out to be is a bunch of hypocrites. Then they wonder what's wrong with their country when that's all they have to do is go look in the mirror to understand what the problem is. Because Donald Trump is not the problem. Barack Obama was not a part. They were a part of the problem, but they were not the main problem. George Bush was not the main part of the problem. The Clintons were not a main part of the problem. It was the American Christians that were the ones that were supporting these candidates in the first place. And why was it? Because they were trying to justify the unjustifiable. So let me go back to this conversation really quick, this contentious conversation. Read Jude 3 and 4, where they end, in the end of the conversation, had said to me, we want you to prove to us what you're saying about the current administration, and I'm talking about Donald Trump. And I said, with a smile on my face, I can, of course, can and will do just that. Now, we all remember, do we not, Donald Trump pushed forth a global agenda under his Secretary of Education, Mrs. DeVos, okay? They signed on to the Globalist on Education, or the UN, I'm sorry, United Nations Education Agenda for the United States. Did you know that? But this is what the professed Christians were trying to justify. And what's interesting is the conversation with the two people that I had just happened to be out of Michigan, where Mrs. Betsy DeVos just happened to be. It's interesting that I can find this information, but they themselves cannot. And I want to tell you why they cannot find that information or why it wasn't accessible to them. Because they have their eyes too fixed on the very mainstream media that they declare that they don't believe. Again, it comes down to the fact that they're nothing but short of a bunch of hypocrites. Now, we all remember that Donald Trump comes out as, well, guess what? The most, of course, he's the best of everything that he does, right? But he is the most pro-life president ever in the history of America, which makes absolutely no sense to anybody that's paying attention due to the fact that they didn't illegally sanction the murder of the innocent in the womb until 1973, okay? But what we do know is, once again, here's Donald Trump telling the American people what they want to hear and not paying attention to the fruit that he's bearing. Because according to CNS News, according to the Washington Times and other outlets, friends, Donald Trump gave over $100 million more than that of Barack Obama to the likes of a Planned Parenthood. Most people say, well, that's not true. I'm going to append this to social media platforms, and you prove otherwise. Furthermore, if he's the most pro-life president ever in the history of America, then why wasn't abortion stopped? Because it is illegal. It operates outside of, friends, the very powers that have been given and delegated to those that serve we the people in this country. So it's foreign to American government on so many different fronts. Okay? So this is what the professed Christians were trying to justify. What about this one? Do you remember after the alleged school shooting that took place there in Florida? Do you remember how they had their little fall guy, Nicholas Cruz? Do you remember all the eyewitnesses that came out that said that they were talking to Nicholas Cruz during the time of this shooting? Do you remember that MSNBC did an interview with the teacher, and the teacher identified the shooters as the police, she thought? Well, it's funny because during this whole false flag operation, before we knew it, within the first 500 days of Donald Trump's criminal administration, and criminal it is, it's interesting that Donald Trump signed on to, guess what, 55 new illegal legislative acts, thereby undermining the Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights, done, by the way, through, guess what, 26 governors that claimed, a majority of them, claimed to be the good guys, the Republicans. This is what the professed Christians want to justify, which, by the way, only shows you a lack of Christianity. It's a lack of Christianity, okay? Jesus said that he took a cloak of covering from off them, that he exposed them for who they were. You can also put that up against John 15 and Luke 12, too, when you get a moment. Moving on. I also brought some fruit forth concerning this conversation with these two individuals that were biblical and well, by the way, constitutionally illiterate as well. And they wanted me to prove what I'm now proving candidly to the world even now. I said, well, do you remember that Donald Trump funded the Muslims times three of that of Barack Hussein Obama? Remember he was going to build the wall? Oh, and by the way, I'm going to get back to the wall in just a moment. But do you remember that Donald Trump wanted to build the wall and he wanted to stop the Muslims from assimilating or being transported into America? Well, guess what? That's what he told the American people. That's how he conned them into believing that he was a good guy and he wanted to make America great again. Friends, this is not how you make America great again. As a matter of fact, it was Tom Fitton's organization, Judicial Watch, that came out with the information that Donald Trump funded Muslim infiltration into America three times of that of Barack Obama. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back on the other side. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is about to make another push for Americans to get vaccinated against COVID-19. He's due to speak and outline plans that his administration is focused on regarding getting more shots in arms. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki outlining one of the things President Biden will be discussing.
Targeted community-by-community door-to-door outreach to get remaining Americans vaccinated by ensuring they have the information they need on how both safe and accessible the vaccine is.
Psaki not going into any details regarding how the door knockers will know who has been vaccinated and who has not. Tropical Storm Elsa is nearing hurricane strength. The National Hurricane Center says the storm now has winds of up to 70 miles an hour. A portion of the Florida Gulf Coast is now under a hurricane warning. Elsa currently 180 miles south of Tampa. USA Radio News. As more and more states relax some of their COVID-19 restrictions, not all restaurants will be ready for your next visit.
The big issue is the labor shortages, not to mention the pressures on the supply chain. Restaurant industry expert Chris Rode is with SSCP Management, which currently owns or operates 60-plus commercial real estate properties. The 300-unit CC's Pizza brand, the Roy's Hawaiian Fusion fine dining chain, and hundreds of Applebee's and Sonic's.
There was a pizza place a couple weeks ago someone told me about, a big chain, I'll leave them unnamed, who didn't have cheese. They're a pizza place. So there are significant issues happening out there with the supply chain.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Gas prices have stopped rising for at least a moment. AAA reporting the national average for a regular price of gasoline is $3.13 a gallon. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live from Coronado, California. You had just heard, friends, from the individual that they want you to believe is the president of the United States, which he is not my president. He will never be my president. And by the way, if you take the time to pull the curtain back, he has blatantly committed the act of treason against we the people in this country. So why is it that the mainstream media and the powers that are tolerated are going along with it? Because it shows you that they're in it together, okay? They're exhibiting who they are. They're showing you, Americans, and on a global basis, as to who they are by the representatives that they so choose. They are not our representatives. They are working for the powers that are tolerated. And the way that you put a stop to this is by dealing with corruption in government. I've given this message 17 years now, friends. When are you going to start listening to it? The fact of the matter is, judgment brings about righteousness, Isaiah 51, verse 4. And when you read Isaiah 26, verse 9, it says that when the Lord's judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. This is not how you learn righteousness. And furthermore, this is not how you make America great again. We're going to cover some more things that we were just listening to, friends, concerning how Joe Biden now, because they're not getting the people vaccinated that they wanted to. And by the way, I've been telling you this since day one, friends, if they have the numbers that they truly want, then why is it that they're now starting to talk about going door to door? I do want to say this really quick, friends, and I'm jumping the gun just a little bit. I can tell you right now, if you know someone that's a contact tracer, that's going to go knocking on doors to see if people have been vaccinated, to give them the information that they need concerning vaccinations. I'm here to tell you, we already have all the information we need. And furthermore, why don't you consider who you work for? Because I can tell you right now, once these contact tracers start knocking on people's doors across the country, it's not going to be good. And you can already clearly see that the powers that are tolerated are doing everything within their power to create domestic insurrection. I'm in California right now. Many people believe that they're pushing for a war. Well, I can't say I haven't told you that again, over the last how many years, Americans, they are pushing for a war. And I would say this, that if you want the war to end, and I'm speaking to the contact tracers, then let them go knocking door to door. Let them go out there and sell on the behalf of Bill Gates and the CDC and the WHO. Let them do the knocking on the doors, because you know all the well that they're not going to do it. Well, then I would suggest that you don't play the fool by doing it on their behalf. Consider the source, my friends. Consider the source. If they go door to door, let me go ahead and predict this right now. It's not going to be good. It's not going to be good. And this could be an act. It's an act of provocation to further incite the people to lawfully respond. That's all this is. So let's get back to the main topic again. And by the way, if you want to call in at any time, I would love to hear from you. It's highly irregular that we haven't had at least three to four phone calls over the last hour. Highly irregular. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We're talking about Trump 2024. We're talking about a conversation that I had with a couple of individuals from Michigan. And by the way, I've had this conversation probably 3 to 4 times over the last 5 years. But this conversation consisted of these self-professed Christians trying to justify the unjustifiable when it comes to the life of a con man named Donald Trump. Now, for those that haven't taken the time to notice, he has been groomed in a positive life over the last 30 years in this country. And many of his enemies even said, folks, sometimes if you want to know the truth of the matter, ask his enemies. They'll tell you. They even believe that The Apprentice was a show that was set up by the powers that are tolerated to go ahead and sell to the people that if anybody's going to get the job done, this is the guy that's going to get the job done. Now, if you just joined us over the last couple segments, I just shared with the American people, I just shared with 53 countries that Donald Trump is a total fraud. As a matter of fact, he sells himself as Mr. Pro-Life, the most pro-life president in the world. But yet we go to CNS News and the Washington Times, and we found out and we find that he's given over $100 million more to Planned Parenthood than that bad guy, Barack Hussein Obama. Then I highlighted the fact that we went over to the school shooting, the alleged shooting that took place over there in Florida during the offset of Donald Trump's criminal administration. And what's interesting is all these people that want to try to justify the unjustifiable, like these two professed Christians, I had to show them the fruit, Matthew 7:16, so they could judge righteously. Because after all, that's what I was asked to do. I shared with them after Florida what I'm sharing with you. Trump signed into illegal legislation 55 new illegal legislative acts undermining the Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights by a majority of those of 26 governors, a majority of them that were sold to you as the good guys, as Republicans, that were used to undermine further your Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights. Then I took the time to show the listener and those that are on social media platforms that Trump, through Tom Fitton's organization in Washington, D.C., which is well-respected, it's called Judicial Watch, came forward and shared with the people on a global basis that Donald Trump's fleece to the American people, that he wanted the walls up to stop Muslim infiltration and illegal infiltration from illegal aliens, not undocumented, but that, in fact, illegal immigrants into the United States. We find just the opposite once again, that he tripled support to the Muslims in the United States in comparison to that of Barack Obama. I'm just showing you the fruit on the branches, right? Did you also know, friends, moving on here, when I was asked by these Christians to prove the point, lack of Christianity, of course, put that up against 1 John 2:4, it was interesting that I had shared with them as well that did you know that the first legislative act done by Paul Ryan and Donald Trump, do you remember that $1.3 trillion omnibus bill sold as national security to the American people. Did you know that a majority of those funds actually were given unto America's sworn enemies? Go ahead and check the bill out for yourself. Kind of reminds me a little bit of the bill that Donald Trump signed a week and a half before he left the People's White House when it was called the COVID Relief Bill, only to find out that 91% of that bill had absolutely nothing concerning COVID relief to the American people. But what we did find is that 91% of the funds in that bill went again to our sworn enemies. So when these two professed Christians ask me to prove it, I'm more than happy to prove it. But the fact of the matter is, do you really want to see it? Because I'll tell you, once you wake up, it's really hard to go back to sleep again, isn't it? Yeah. Oh, I'm not done yet, friends. I'm highlighting right now Trump 2024. Again, let me say that again. Donald Trump 2024, I'm seeing flags. I've seen a couple of them in California. Do you guys realize that just recently, Donald Trump, before he left office, was found by the mainstream media. Of course, they tried to hide it, but he wanted to decriminalize sodomy on a global basis. I got a question for you. Where in the Constitution is Donald Trump given constitutional authority to decriminalize what the law says? It's not his job to decriminalize or to gut the pith and marrow of law. It's his job, Article 2, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution, to enforce Article 6, Section 2. It's not his job to play up to those that are felons in the United States of America. But again, just showing you the proof that you were looking for, professed Christians, Donald Trump called himself the most pro-gay president. Friends, is this the fruit of a Christian? Well, you say, well, Donald's not perfect. Oh, I acknowledge that. Let me tell you, I really acknowledge that. He acts more like the devil than he does a Christian because he's advocating what God clearly condemns, Jude 1:7. Read it when you get a moment. But not only is he trying to decriminalize sodomy, which is a felony in every state in our union, but he's also, friends, declaring unto the rest of us that he's the most pro-gay president ever in the history of America. He sickens me. He's unpresidential. He's not honorable. He's a disgrace. Let me keep going on here, friends. Remember the wall that he promised the American people that he was going to build? You guys all remember this. Remember it was going to start out and going to be Mexico's going to pay for the wall and it's going to be $4 billion, and then he would do another interview. Then we found out it was going to be $5 billion, then it went to $10, and then it went to $25 billion. And then what he did is he hid behind little traitor Judas, Paul Ryan, who he came out and told the rest of us after Donald Trump became the president that now America was going to pay for the wall and Mexico was going to be reimbursing the American people. And by the way, for the record, just so everybody knows, the wall was never built. And the wall that you think was built was merely refurbished wall. Prove me otherwise. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. When I get back, we're talking about Trump 2024. I'm going to give you more wicked fruit hanging on the branches of that of con man Donald Trump. Put that up against John 8:44 in Ephesians 14, and we'll be right back on the other side. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I'm Terry Hurlbut, and I run Conservative News and Views. Bradley Dean is one of my most valuable contributors. He's honest, forthright, pulls no punches, and tells people what they need to hear, whether or not it's what they want to hear.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live from Coronado, California. And what we're talking about right now is, folks, we're seeing flags out there, not a lot, but we're seeing flags out there, Trump 2024. And when I look at it, it's like, oh, my gosh. And the first thing I think of is the conversation that I had with two individuals that claimed to be Christians that were doing everything in their power to defend themselves. And yet I'm asking you, is this the fruit of a Christian? Let me ask you the other question. In the natural to the spiritual to the natural. Is this the fruit of someone that wants to make America great again? They tell you the opposite of what they say that they're going to do. No, that's called a liar. Put that up against John 8:44. Folks, there's no truth in these people, and when are you going to catch on? 1-866-582-9933. Now, some people will say, well, Bradley, you know, I just, you know, it's the best option we've been given. Oh, the best option you've been given. That's exactly right. So what do? They put up someone like Hillary Clinton, who's illegitimate, who, by the way, had 22 people show up at her presidential kickoff in Iowa. 22 people showed up. The mainstream media sold you that she was a legitimate candidate, and it was divided right down the center. Baloney. Did you also know, friends, that there was over 1,168 different people running for the presidential candidacy, and yet you only heard of Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton? Folks, you need to understand as to how you're being played here. One guy just got done saying a couple minutes ago, you know, to vote for either candidate, the definition is insanity. It is. You have to pick the people's candidate, which holds to your principles. And if they hold your principles, that's the one that you want in office, friends, not the lesser of two evils. And it was right what Charles Spurgeon said. He said of the lesser of two evils, he said vote for neither. That's exactly right, because it lines up perfectly with 2 Chronicles 19, verse 2. But yet those out there that profess to be Christians want to justify the unjustifiable. I have one more segment, and I want you to hear this, friends, because, again, I'm just merely showing you the fruit of Donald Trump's criminal administration. What he promised you, he did the exact opposite. I am here proving that fact to you even now. Matter of fact, we even have some video here, friends, and it really truly is sad. And I'm not going to play any audio for you, but I'm just going to show you the mere video of something that Inside Edition actually put out there, because many people are trying to figure out what's going on with these men that think they're women or want you to believe that they're women, and what is with them in women's pageantry. Well, guess who's behind all of that, friends? And it should come as no surprise. Do you guys all remember when Rudy Giuliani dressed in drag with Donald Trump? Do you remember when Donald Trump actually was smelling his neck? Do you remember when Donald Trump, when Giuliani was dressed up as a woman, when he put his face in between his breasts? I'm showing you the video right now, friends. I'm showing you the video right now. This is pre-President Donald Trump. And if this doesn't help you understand as to what's going on here, again, friends, I don't know that I can help you. He's a perverse individual is what he is, friends. He's very perverse. And to suggest that he's a Christian in any wise, I'm here to tell you that that's the furthest thing from the truth, friends. The furthest thing from the truth. Matter of fact, what we're seeing right now concerning, well, the iceberg, the tip of the iceberg when it comes to the likes of Donald Trump, we even found that the drag queens and what they call transgender pageants that we are now seeing pop up, as I said, across the country, do you know that they just happen to be coming from the likes of the perverse and distorted Donald Trump? Put that up against Deuteronomy 22, verse 5. Donald Trump is doing his best to create war against God in hopes that you'll believe that he's acting like a Christian, when I'm proving to you right now he's acting just like his father, the devil. Reuters reported Entertainment USA transgender pageant with Donald Trump. That, friends, he was the one that rejected banning transgenders from these women's pageantries. Women can go ahead and dress up as men. They can participate in the USA pageantry. CNN, which nobody believes, but they blurted the truth out in their confusion when they came out in their showbiz section and reported that Miss Universe transgender, that it was Donald Trump. Of course, he owns the USA pageantry, but it's interesting to note he's the one that is rejecting people that are saying no to transgenders. So, again, we can see the fruits clearly there. He's the most pro-life, or I'm sorry, he's the most pro-gay president. He's trying to decriminalize sodomites. He's advocating what God condemns. What fruits do you expect from an individual like this? Here's another one. What are the promises zeroing out America's deficit? Remember how it was going to be so easy to zero out America's deficit? Do you know, friends, that he, again, once again, did just the opposite? And it's also interesting to know, the whole time that Donald Trump, a year before he became the president, incumbent as the president during his criminal criminal tenure, it's interesting to note that a year before he became the president, here comes QAnon to deceive the people. So don't tell me they're not working hand in glove, friends, because they are. But going back to America's deficit, judging him by his fruit, they asked me to prove it, I'm proving it. And again, this is for those that still care to know the truth of the matter. Making America great again? Again, friends, this is not how you do it. Donald Trump and his administration promised to eliminate the deficit. Instead, did you know that he drove up the national deficit to $8.3 trillion? When, America, are you going to get back to God's plan? Do you maybe think, street talk, that you're in trouble right now because you've departed from the Word of God? Because after all, that's why I'm doing this show today, is to prove to you what the Word of God says that we're to do. You're so glued on the mainstream media that you don't believe, but yet you're trying to figure out why you're confused. And I want to tell you why you're trying to justify Donald Trump, because you're trying to justify yourself, and you can't do it, right? Do you remember when Donald Trump promised to drain the swamp? Just another topic to add to his lies, his mountain of lies. Do you know that he did not prosecute one corrupt politician? He did just the exact opposite. He granted clemency to a bunch of political criminals. Just ask Blagojevich, right? That's one of them. Just ask some of the drug dealers that he granted clemency, tax evaders that he granted clemency to. Oh, folks, I'm not making this up. But where is the swamp being drained? It never has, and it never will be. Okay? I want to end the show with just this. All of this stuff that we're hearing today about the vaccinations and COVID-19, and knowing the fraud that's behind all of this now, I have a question for you. Who's the one that opened the floodgate to Bill Gates, Anthony Fauci, the CDC, and corruption in the medical industry and the pharmaceuticals? Donald Trump did. Do you remember when this first came out? Donald Trump said, vaccines available for all by April. Well, I didn't know anybody that was waiting for them. Matter of fact, if everybody was just on board to get them, why is it that Joe Biden? Oh, by the way, if Donald Trump would have drained the swamp, Joe Biden would have been the first one to be judged and prosecuted. But he never was. Folks, this is where the pendulum begins to go this direction. This is why the body of Christ in America has been found to be a major reproach, because it's not the body of Christ. And the body of Christ weighs heavy with a bunch of hypocrites that don't even know what his word has to say. Because if they did, we would not be in the position that we're in today. Let me end with this. What I want you to see is that a majority of the professed Christian evangelicals in this country are the ones responsible for supporting this devil in the place of Christ. It's idolatry is what it is, which shows you their lack of Christianity. Don't get mad at Christians for what Christ himself rebukes. And instead of these people getting angry with Donald Trump, guess what? They get angry with me for exposing him and themselves. Again, let me remind you, this is not how you make America great again. The scripture is clear. They that forsake God's law praise the wicked. That's what you're seeing. But such as keep the law contend with those hypocrites. Why? Because evil men understand not judgment, but they that seek the Lord understand all things. Proverbs 28, verse 4 and 5. So I say, yes, Lord. And just think with me, if you would, there are signs across the country rooting Donald Trump on to become the president again in 2024. How do you help a people like that? You can't.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.